Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Talking Pictures. Sorry for the little mix-up there. We do highly apologize for that error. I stubbed my toe. We have no FCC regulations. We are here today. Welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. Again, cannot stress that if that was picked up, what I just said when I slammed my toe on the desk. But hey, it's live and things happen. It's filmmaking. As always, we're here to discuss the movies of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We're going to be joined by Mr. Jonah Bleckman, who is a PR rep, writer, producer, actor. He is not a jack of all trades because he doesn't do well at one thing, so he does something else. He's usually bringing us great guests. We had director Lee Liu on the other day. There's been a number of them. I don't have them written down here. But for you, for our fans and followers, when you hear me say thank you to Jonah, today we're going to talk to Jonah about his acting and some other things he's done in the business, discussing a film titled Flytrap, which has played a number of festivals. I'm going to go over the festival list, and Jonah will discuss some of that with us. The brief synopsis is that Flytrap mixes sci-fi with dark humor to tell the story of a reserved English astronomer who becomes enamored by the mysterious Marianne and her creepy, dangerous comrades. Now, this is a cool, simple, one-location film for the majority of it. It is dark humor. It is sci-fi. The director found a way to make the film accessible for everyone, and Jonah has won some acting awards for this. The festival has played a number of places around the world. And it's really cool today to, this is the first time ever for Talking Pictures where the guest is going to be someone who brings us guests, and we'll bring Jonah on in a moment. But for this show, we always love to acknowledge something that's happening for the first time. So it's really exciting for us. And when I was talking with my producer, just for myself as a host, to be interviewing someone who I'm normally scheduling interviews with. So in a weird kind of roundabout way, Mr. Jonah Bleckman is, it would be like if I had a secretary, it's someone who's frequently helping the show and supporting it. So with that, Jonah, are you with us?
I'm with you, brother. How are you?
I am good, as always. Thank you. And our team appreciates you coming on today. This is very cool. And I just got the I've mentioned the brief tagline synopsis for Flytrap, and we can jump into that before I mention some of the other your other talents. Since you and I have done a number of things involving film festivals and filmmakers, if you could just kind of tell us, I mean, I have the list here, but I'd love to hear from you if you could tell us about the acting award that you won and maybe some of the festivals that you've enjoyed seeing Flytrap play.
Sure. Well, I was lucky to, or blessed to step into this film, Flytrap. Stephen David Brooks, who's a wonderful director and has had a wonderful sci-fi and kind of horror career, being mentored by Stephen King. The film has had a wonderful life, and it's interesting the kind of different audiences that where the film has played, especially in Europe. I don't know if it's because the film is a little bit more of a psychological sci-fi thriller and a little bit more European in its flavoring that it did as well over there, but it won the European Independent Film Festival Award for Best Non-European Independent Feature. mentioned kind of playing around the world, I just was honored with the Best Supporting Actor Award from the Los Angeles Independent Film Festival Awards, where we also won Best Ensemble and Best Feature Genre Film. It's won the Chelsea Film Festival Special Jury Prize, a Remy at World Fest in Houston. It's been this kind of little film that could, if you will. And I'm grateful audiences are seeing it and getting a sense of really a film that we shot in, you know, I think it was about 13 days. And it's just been having a wonderful life, and it was a wonderful character to play. I got to be the antagonist in the film, and it's got dark humor in it, and it's got sci-fi, and it's got thriller aspects. So it's sort of a real hybrid, which I think is part of the appeal for independent filmmakers these days, certainly with this film.
Yes, and for your, speaking of, two things, your Remy, it says here, for people that don't know, that's a budget of under $100,000, and I had mentioned that this film does a great job, and this doesn't give anything away, of using a location, and I think that's always a great testament to the filmmaker, but also the actors, to make choices that they haven't made 20 times already. With your acting award, I am not biased on the show for you new listeners. Jonah knows I don't tell any filmmaker, anyone, what they want to hear. That's one of the things that our show does take pride in. So with this performance, it was really one of the great performances that we've received recently. And not only because it was good and Jonah's creepy, but it is so nothing like how Jonah is. I think of this as like, the best analogy I could give audience is like that fun friend you have that, you know, wants to go watch the Super Bowl at the bar, and then nothing against men or women, they get married, and then all of a sudden, like, they don't want to talk football, and they act like they never liked football. So it's like, this was... I don't think I'll ever see Jonah be mean. I'm sure he's human and he gets upset, but this was just like, whoa. So, I mean, aside from just, yeah, there's acting tools and every actor has a process. I mean, this almost felt like you had to kind of, not just kind of turn off who you are, but like literally turn off your, turn the lights out, so to speak. I mean, how did you do that? I mean, don't get me wrong, you're highly intelligent always as an actor and a PR, but how did you do this?
Well, you know, it's interesting because for this specific role, you know, we are I am not human entirely, which gives, you know, an actor so much room to explore reaction, and being that kind of stir and the antagonist in this, and sort of the one that's most threatening, that's just so much fun to play. You know, I mean, as an actor, you know, one of the greatest aspects of being an actor that I learned as a child, because I've been doing this for my entire life, was getting to be out of control in a controlled environment. And that was sort of the freedom. So getting to be wicked or cruel or what was something that, you know, I certainly did not want to act out in my real life. But I got to and have gotten to in my work. And this is just kind of one of those roles. I've played murderers. I've played killers and people that are off, as well as, you know, sort of angelic, kind-hearted people too. So the scope and the spectrum has been a lot for me, and I'm grateful to have that kind of diversity in my work. But this was just so much fun to jump into. And there's also, because, you know, it's Flytrap, and the characters, and I'm not really breaking any code in it, but she were introduced. They're from the planet Venus. And I kind of got into researching any of the lore around what Venusians are. And pretty consistently, they're all reptiles of a certain sort. So I really got to step into kind of researching, and I've also grew up as a dancer. I got to train under Baryshnikov very young, and ballet, jazz, tap. So all the physicalities are really fun for me. So stepping into, you know, what is it to, you know, what kind of tile is this guy, and how does that shift his walk and his physicality and his movements and all of those elements were just really fun to play. So, again, for me, it's getting to be able to be expressive in any color the human can express. And in this, there's a lot more anger. There's a lot more mischievousness, but there's also a lot of humor in the character too, at least how he interacts with the other characters. So it was just a lot of fun, and I'm glad that people are responding so well to it, and just, again, grateful to have gotten to work.
Oh, well, it's kind of interesting. A small side note here for listeners, if you want to, Jonah has a film on Netflix, which was how I discovered that he was an actor, and it's called Another Gay Movie, and you can stream that on Netflix. It is not derogatory. It is not hate crime-ish. It is not making fun in the horrible ways that we see nowadays in this world. I started watching this movie to laugh, not to laugh at anyone or label, and I was kind of just going along, and I thought, that guy kind of looks like Jonah. And then another scene passed, and I went, wait a minute, that is Jonah. And so for me, it was really cool because it was probably the first time where I saw a friend associate in a film that I didn't know was an actor. You know how it is, Jonah. Usually you're telling your friends to check out this film. Sometimes, you know, you're only watching a genre because your friend's in it. Sure. All those different scenarios in the business, or a TV show, because you know they're going to have two scenes. So for me, I was just, unfortunately, for about 10 minutes, I was taken out of it, because of course I had to email Jonah and ask him if that was him. And but that was, so Jonah has had a definitely a spectrum here in the roles he's played. And as he said, the jazz and the tap dancing, the ballet. As I go through the bio here, Jonah, because we are talking about film. I mean, you say doing this your whole life. I mean, to go back, what does it feel like to be a part of, for you, not the cast, of, for anyone who has ever seen This Boy's Life or who hasn't, please go find it. Robert De Niro is in it. Great movie. What is it like for you to be in something that you already know at this moment will stand the test of time?
Gosh, you know, I don't know if we ever get to know that. It's certainly, you know, This Boy's Life, that was my first film. I was the fourth lead in that, opposite Leo DiCaprio. And then Robert De Niro and Ellen Barkin and Chris Cooper and Tobey Maguire and Elijah Dukov. I mean, so many people were in that film, and that was a seminal part of really my career, in beginning my career. And I mean, and then the Another Gay Movie films have been kind of cults in their own realm. That we did a sequel to the first film, and that has also kind of stood the test of time in many regards. For a broad Porky's version for the queer community. I personally like things that are timeless. I like the classics. I like things that, the name of my company is Potence, and I love that word Potence because I feel like it's things that are so rich in what they are. And, you know, for a film or any kind of piece of art, if there's so many aspects to filmmaking. There's the acting, there's the directing, there's the quality, there's the story, there's the what it's saying. Is it relevant in time? Is it relevant throughout time? And I gravitate towards things that are universal and likely timeless to some degree. I mean, it's always an honor to be a part of something that is not just a trend, but something that can really hit a mark. And I feel like when all of the elements are considered and within a film and within a story and within the craft of it, then it really gets, you know, then it's likely in a good way has the capability of lasting longer than just the moment that it was made. But those are always, again, those are blessings more so than conscious choices, I feel.
Okay, I see. Because we're going, I know I saw that in high school, and since I graduated 20 years ago, this coming June of 2017, I know that it's passing multiple decades. And thank you for that explanation, because we've been fortunate to have probably 5 guests where they've been in something. We had Mr. William Sadler, who plays Haywood in The Shawshank Redemption, which was actually the second lead, but since that movie made Tim Robbins so huge, people kind of view Haywood as the third lead. But, you know, to be a part of Shawshank Redemption and the way that's grown and changed with Laserdisc and then on television. And I'm always interested because, like you said, we don't really know. I mean, for all I know right now, this show we're doing is going to be timeless, or, you know, so it's like we're, God, that sounded so arrogant. I apologize. But I'm glad that you know me, because that was just like dial tone. Are you there, Jonah? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I feel like whatever the format is. And yeah, this is timeless in that you're getting to actually speak with people about their art, and whoever's career does continue on, then that does make it timeless. Or if there's, you know, something that's really poignant that they say, those elements are the things that will remain that way. And that's bigger than you and the show. It's like these films are bigger than me and or what, but, it's still, we're a part of it, and that's a cool thing.
Oh, yes, definitely. We do have a, you know, yes, I do believe in the spirituality side, and that we, a great friend of mine, and I know he didn't create the saying, but the art is long, life is short, is just so resonates with me. Now, you've also had the blessing, and Jonah knows, but we... every once in a while, we have to let listeners know, because, of course, we want you guys to keep coming back. We don't gossip. We don't get into personal stuff here. But on your bio, I've noticed you've gotten to be a part of publicity for Oscar, Golden Globe, Spirit Awards. But I'm really interested in that you've done publicity for festivals, because here we always preview festivals, rap festivals, cover festivals. I only deal with specific reps for a filmmaker, but, you know, what is that like? It just says here AFI Dances with Films and the Going Green Film Festival. If there's anything that you could share, we'd love some insight on that.
Yeah, well, you know, again, I am an artist, and I also shepherd arts is how I kind of communicate myself. As a storyteller, and one of the elements that I appreciate getting to work in the publicity domain is kind of sharing the story behind the stories. And that is, you know, why these filmmakers have done what they've done. I've gotten to work with AFI. I got to run the departments for the publicity departments at Dances with Films and Going Green Film Fest and AFI, working with just hundreds of filmmakers. It's certainly different in a film festival setting than it is for, you know, a theatrical release or a VOD release or even campaigning for during award seasons. But all of those experiences really just got me connected to the filmmakers and what it is to, you know, so many filmmakers get to this place where, you know, they finished their film. That was kind of like the ultimate goal. But they, and unfortunately, can kind of stop right there in their sense of really what the life of a film is, and being able to communicate that, and not just as the work itself, but communicate that, you know, in the in sharing that with the audience and just framing it for in the press in a way that will highlight and make the film, you know, interesting and, again, relevant and timely. And sometimes filmmakers don't consider that they kind of need those aspects of, to continue the life of their film. Festival-wise, as far as what I've gotten to festivals, a lot of the times I'm shepherding the festival itself, like with Dances with Films. A lot of the focus is on getting PR for the actual festival and including, you know, highlights from some of the filmmakers. AFI was more about focusing on the filmmakers. And, you know, AFI is one of the biggest film festivals in the world and one of the most prestigious. I mean, the year I had it, we had Life of Pi and Lincoln, and, you know, you're shepherding some of our greatest talents right before their, you know, basic campaigns for the award season. And that those are much more high-profile experiences. And to be honest with you, my experience as a – my work as a publicist is almost entirely the opposite – not entirely the opposite, but it is – it's kind of the shadow work of our industry. Being an actor is very much up in front and on that red carpet. And I've walked people that I've been in films with. Even I think at AFI when I was there, I was walking Nick Offerman for a film that he was on the red carpet. And Nick and I have been on the red carpet. We were leading in a film called Treasure Island that won a jury prize at Sundance some years back. And it's a little odd going back and forth, but it's a unique experience, I should say, to be on both sides, and also just kind of what it is to shepherd work, shepherd your friends, and kind of honor what this process is. Does that answer?
Oh yeah, no, that's a great answer. I mean, the whole when you were talking about both sides, I've never walked on the other side of a red carpet, and one of the reasons that I got into film journalism was just a car wreck knocked me out of producing, and I got into just reviewing movies. And then someone said to me, oh, hey, the Newport Beach Film Festival is happening tomorrow. And I thought, well, they're not going to give a badge to someone the day of. And sure enough, they did. And now going into 7 years later, it'll be our seventh year covering them. So I could really relate to what you were saying about I think the one thing that this show wants to bring to filmmakers, and what a great word that you're using, the shepherding of artists, is because we just want to treat filmmakers the way we like to have been treated, the way we were treated, that we liked when we were in a film magazine or on the radio or on the local news, and to never be like that journalist that said they watched your film and didn't, pronounces your name wrong. You know, I'll occasionally make some snafus here and say it comes out the second instead of the first, but you know, of course, you know the nature of when you have 10 films. It's so, you know, you're trying to keep track of it all. And while we're on that note, I think this would be a perfect time for you to tell us how people can see Flytrap.
Oh, great. Well, today, August 23rd, it's having its iTunes release, and it is available on Amazon US and the UK and Germany, Google Play, and also Vudu. So people can go, and then it'll be coming out on DVD in October, October 11th. But today it is now available, so please, everyone, go and check it out.
Well, that's excellent. And on this show, we always respect when we're reviewing a film, but we actually started letting people know that we are going to mention, when there's a tie, other films coming down the pike to festivals, or we hope that they get distribution, or when filmmakers announce, if they're going to announce anything. Jonah provided us with that wonderful review that we got to do yesterday of Friends. We hope we're going to have Mr. Quincy Rose on the show. And that's what's kind of cool here, that what Jonah was mentioning about the both sides and the circle of things is that it really is just about, like you said, you get to meet filmmakers. So if you're not knee deep in a project or you're not developing something, you're getting to learn from others. And as you said, when these guests come on, I always say I feel like I get a free master's class, because I'm hearing from people that have, you know, they've played Sundance, which I haven't done, or they've directed 3 features. I've never directed 1 feature. I've only produced. So I kind of just feel like I'm the kid in the candy store. So even here, hearing about what publicities do or want for festivals gives me a whole new take on how to approach it as a journalist when I go to them. I mean, Dances with Films, I do briefly have to give a thank you to, because that was kind of how we met. I know you had for Spacious Sky, and yes, and you asked me to attend that little get together, and that was so cool. I mean, that's what we really want to stress on this show too, is that we live in such a now culture and now society, but that was, I think, going on 3 years now. And then, of course, our mutual friend, Miss RJ, and to have these relationships that, you know, you can wait for down the road. You don't, you know, there's that Hollywood thing of, it's like, what can this person do for me tomorrow? And if they can't, then, and so that's really, I'm glad that you explained that the way you did, Jonah, because I'm realizing as we talk that this is, you know, I didn't think when we were at that event and your event, but as a screening for Dances with Films, that years down the road we could be doing this. Do you have, because you've also written and mentioned as a producer, and you've mentioned classics, do you have, I mean, I know we can never as filmmakers be asked or ask each other what's your favorite film, but do you have 1 or 2 films that are those films that keep the rocket fuel in your jetpack that you can watch any month, and they're kind of, you know, they keep you running around the track?
Well, you know, it's so funny because I don't watch a lot of films repeatedly, because in I see so many films and work with so many different filmmakers. I'm rarely like watching films, kind of classics that I love. I mean, I'll tell you, Tootsie was just something that's so in my wheelhouse, and a project that I have written is very much pays homage to what that story is in its drama and its comedy. And I love how accessible that is as a story. I mean, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf is a classic that I absolutely love. and how raw it gets. But every year there's always just, you know, incredible stories. I mean, our life, we're all storytellers. Stories have been a part of mankind's life since the beginning. They're so integral to our learning, our growing, our processing. To think that there's necessarily one or a few, it's just every year I just am so grateful that to be in this industry where these unique stories are coming out of, and in all different domains, in television, in online, through now web series, through, there's just so many different ways of getting our stories. And it's also, it's a great experience when people are willing to share their own stories, you know, and that's something that just kind of keeps my juices flowing and gets my rocket fuel going for sure.
Okay. Well, we definitely want to let people know who the Freight of Virginia Woolf must-see movie, landmark cinematography by Haskell Wexler, but very, very deep, not a date night film, not a get together and laugh. So we always give that warning when someone brings it up. We also wanted to say to everyone who tuned in for our There is a New World Somewhere, Jonah brought us that film. And I want to let you guys know that is on video demand, iTunes, and I know coming to Hulu soon, or it's on Hulu. You guys got to check out that film. What Jonah just said about these new films that come out keeping us inspired. There is a New World Somewhere actually kind of knocked some like very well-known classic films on my list from like number 12 to number 16. That one really knocked me on my ass, and I really want people to check that out. So because Jonah did bring that to me, it's the only reason why I'm sidestepping to it. Please go check that out. As you're checking out Flytrap, definitely a unique double feature. There's a New World Somewhere in Flytrap if you're one of those people who loves a comedy and then just a crazy drama, so you get your fill. See, this is what's great, like what Jonah was saying. We get so many different things here. Everything at the buffet table is for the taking. Let's see, with that, Jonah, we've done a good job of covering things here. Is there any project or film or anything you're up to that you'd like to promote? I kind of like to give the floor, the last couple of minutes, give the floor to the guests or any websites or...
I'm excited to have Flytrap coming out. I right now am working on a project with a filmmaker by the name of Andrew Edison, who is a brilliant young prodigy who had a film called Bindle Stiffs, which won at Slamdance some years back. And we have been getting to work together and have a new television show that we've just completed the pilot for and are starting to step out there in the world with. And that's just been wonderful to again, work with just, you know, creative geniuses and, you know, shepherd that work and share in that work. And that will be coming out hopefully sooner than not, and I can share more later about that project. But right now, I'd love for everyone to get a chance to see Flytrap and just enjoy the work. And then as I bring more films to you, brother, tout those out there in the world.
Oh, of course, yes. And you of course, know, and we want guests to know, because if you're someone who has a film, we're eventually going to open it up to telling you how you can contact us and submit screeners. But yes, guests are always welcome back, especially Jonah. And so when the project comes around and you want to come back as yourself, and of course we will continue to bring films that Jonah shares. So for all you listeners out there, there's just been so many films that I've gotten messages that you enjoyed or checked out. So we all do owe a special virtual handshake to Jonah, who keeps us in the loop of what he's got going on. And our team, again, appreciates that you were here today, and we send all our good wishes to this new project, and we hope it flies high, not only so we can have you back, but just for your own artistic endeavor.
Thank you, brother. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent. Anytime, and you have a wonderful day, my friend.
All right. Take care.
Take care. That was a great interview with Mr. Jonah Bleckman. As I always say, I'm high, and no, I'm not smoking weed in the studio. I always get so amped after a great interview when you just know you've gotten to, as Jonah put it, put something out there, be a part of something. That's why we're here, and we hope you're here to hear something good, and we do our best. That's all you can do. Like my grandma says, that's all you can do each day is get up and try your best. With that, I am going to do the only cliche thing I ever do on the show, which is I will always end the show by saying, whether you're listening in the morning, afternoon, or night, make sure and watch a good movie today. Aloha and peace to all.